NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Ukraine is publicly calling out President Biden over his comments about a possible Russian invasion. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Biden predicted Russia will invade Ukraine, adding the U.S. response could be less severe if it was a minor incursion. The president of Ukraine tweeted today, "We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Russia appears ready to launch an attack against Ukraine at any time.
President Putin is going to make the choice he's going to make. Either he's going to decide to invade Ukraine and suffer severe economic consequences, or he's going to decide to engage in diplomatic discussions. It's important to remember who the aggressor is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is appearing to show openness towards a ban on lawmakers trading stock. It's a change from her previous stance against disallowing Congress members and their families being able to make such financial transactions. At her weekly presser Thursday, Pelosi said she trusts lawmakers, but she would be willing to support a measure if it has the backing of her caucus. Florida's First Lady is reaching a milestone in her battle against breast cancer. Rick Hochul has more.
Governor Ron DeSantis says his wife Casey DeSantis completed her final round of chemotherapy on Wednesday.
You know, it's not the most fun thing to see someone to go through, but at the end of the day, she's fought really hard. We think she's responded very well. I mean, still got more stuff to do.
The governor announced Mrs. DeSantis' diagnosis last year.
A new study out Thursday adds more evidence to show there's no connection between COVID-19 vaccinations and infertility. The study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology said that couples being researched had slightly lower chances of conception if the male partner had a COVID-19 infection in the past 2 months. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.